It's a kind of meat you make, well, I guess sort of like we call souse, but then when you cut it up and you fry it, do you know what you call that?
No, I wouldn't.
Do you know the term scrapple?
No.
Scrapple? I don't either.
I don't.
Must not be Southern either.
No.
If you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, what would you call the taste?
It's rank.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand, what's that called?
Sour milk?
Yes, sir.
We just call it clabber.
Okay. What kind of cheese do you make from it?
I wouldn't know about
it. Isn't that what cottage cheese is? It's just clabbered milk?
I just wouldn't know.
You know, you buy it now in the dairy counter at the grocery, and it's just little white curds.
Yeah. And that's cottage cheese.
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know
and
how
I wonder
it's made.
What do you do with the milk the first thing after milking?
Strain it.
All right. What kind of dessert is it that your wife bakes in a deep dish made out of apples with a crust on top?
Apple pie.
Okay. If it's baked in layers, what would you call that? A kind of apple pie. Not one that you just slice like a regular pie, but one in a big dish maybe.
You mean the half moon pies?
No, I don't know that. What I'm talking about is a cobbler, I guess.
Yeah.
A cobbler pie that you make in layers. He doesn't know a thing about cooking.
No. And nothing else, mate. She's showing me up here.
That's cobbler. See, she knows.
Cobbler, but now the kind you bake flat.
Fried pie.
Fried.
Is that what you start calling a half moon pie? Fried. Yeah, that's a fried pie.
Yeah, half moon. That's
half.
I love those.
You know what he said about me? I told him I loved to cook a while ago, and he said he could tell Balloon that I love to eat.
That wasn't exactly a
problem. No, not exactly. If somebody has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his...
If he had a good appetite.
Yes, sir.
And,
you say, he sure likes to put away his...
Food.
Food, all right. Mm-hmm. Do you call food vittles?
Vittles, yeah.
You ever
heard? That's an old term, vittles.
Okay. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Sauce.
Okay. If you take a food between regular meals, what do you call it, eating between regular meals?
Well, we usually call it a midday snack.
Okay. You say, I eat breakfast at 7 o'clock. Yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And last week I
ate.
Okay. You say, what do people drink for breakfast? Most people drink for breakfast.
Coffee.
And how do you make coffee?
They percolate it now, but I'm all with me, I still boil mine.
How do you boil coffee?
Put me on some water and let it begin to boil. Then add my coffee to it.
Just pour the grounds right in the water?
Yeah, right in the pot with it.
Then what happens when you want to drink it?
Oh, just
just
wait until it brews that good. When it gets ready, then you've got some good coffee.
You don't have a mouthful of grounds?
Huh?
You don't get a mouthful of coffee grounds?
Oh, no, the grounds settle. if it don't settle it itself. My mother used to dash my head, kick up of cold water, and I'd say, people used to get ill.
All right, you say the glass fell off the sink and...